You are now a county commissioner. I think when you and I last talked, you were just merely a township supervisor. But you've kind of elevated. County commissioner for, what is that, the 2nd District?
2nd District, yes.
Which is?
Birchville, Fort Gratiot, and precincts 1 through 3 of Port Huron.
Port Huron, which is basically northern Port Huron.
Yeah,
north,
Garfield.
North of the river.
Riverside-ish. Kind of, yeah.
Okay. So, well, congratulations
Thank
on that.
You.
That was an appointment.
That was an appointment, yes. And, Carl Tomine retired.
And we do have, how's Carl doing?
He's doing very well. Saw him over the Christmas holiday.
Great.
Yeah, he and Denise are enjoying retirement.
Finally.
Yes. A real retirement.
I think he's retired 3 times.
Right.
He left Port Huron and where was it? Midland. And,
right.
Then became a county commissioner.
Yes.
Now, your task as a county commissioner actually sees an election coming up. And is it August, November? How do they?
November.
I get lost.
Yes,
it's November.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a primary, that would be in August.
It would be. Yes.
In Michigan. The presidential primary is March? Yeah.
Is it March this year?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sounds good. They keep changing it.
They do. Yeah. Sometimes it's February, sometimes it's March.
Yeah. Sometimes it's open, sometimes it's closed.
Right.
Sometimes it's at the clerk's office, and sometimes at a church.
You
never really know how they're going to do the presidential thing. So I assume you're going to be running for re-election.
So I can't even call it re-election, right? So I'm struggling with this language. But I will be...
Retained. You can use the word retain.
Yes.
You should hire me as your consultant.
Right. Hired, Bill. Hired. Yes. So, yes, I will be seeking. I will be seeking to be elected to the position so that I can retain what I've been doing. You know, retain the appointment.
Retain the appointment.
Yes. Yes. It's been. It's been a lot of fun.
Good.
It's very different from township government.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And I think I knew that, but I didn't really know what that meant. Right. You know, it's going to be different. But what does different mean? What does it look like?
It. For one thing, they have meetings a little different time frame. They have at least two. Each month.
Yeah, and so township government had 2 each month.
Had 2 each month.
Yes.
But one of the county commissions is committee.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. So it's actually 7 different meetings.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All in one night.
All
we're
in
going
one
to have
night.
Every committee meeting known to mankind.
But we open and close each one.
And then you generally have, and I don't know if it's the county commission chair who decides what, but you kind of have appointments to other boards. You might be
Correct.
Part of the health board or the senior citizens any number of possibilities.
So I took on what Carl had been doing. So the AAA 1B area agency on aging. That mostly happens in Southfield, those meetings.
Okay.
And then our local council on aging.
Okay.
So I'm part of those two. And then I think through this, this year I was appointed to the Port Huron Museum Board. As a trustee, so I'm really excited to start that in the new year. And then the Lake Huron Medical Center Board of Directors.
Good.
So
then,
they have a campus in Fort Gratiot.
And then anything huge in those circles you could bring to the full board if needed and discuss it at that level.
Right.
Last board meeting was what, mid-month for the County Commission?
Yeah, so in December, we generally meet on the 1st and 3rd Thursdays, but in December, we meet on the 2nd Thursday and do both meetings combined, just one meeting. And it's really more of a tie-up of what needs to happen before the end of the year. Carrie and her team bring to us things that just have to be tidied up to make the auditors and everybody else happy that you have done before December 31st. And so it was a very quick meeting. It's so well organized.
Some of the salaries were set.
Yeah, lots of resolutions, bargaining negotiations.
Few appointments and whatnot.
Yes.
So if I remember right, most of the county commission salary, not even county commission, but the county government in general, the wage increases are pretty much standard across the board.
Within each union. So Carrie has to manage 21 different unions.
Wow. And has to bargain with each of them
And
separately.
She does. So
where does she find free time?
Oh, my goodness. Right. I don't know how she does it.
Yeah.
Don't know how she does it.
Yeah. She's still with the United Way, a campaign, and you were on that for a while, too. So, she keeps super busy.
Yes, she does.
With all those things going on.
Right.
So you had some appointments. You had the salaries pretty much approved.
Yep.
Looking back to the township, and I think townships even have elections.
Yes.
Coming up, but they fall on the presidential.
They do. And they're every 4 years. So.
And who do we have as supervisor now?
Robert Crawford.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Mr. Crawford, the former clerk.
Yes.
And I think he's the only one left there that would remember me back in the days. But he was appointed. So
he was.
Again, he would have to be elected.
If
he wants to retain the seat.
Right.
I'm getting astounded. It's not hard to do.
We'll have it by the end of the segment.
That's right. It's not hard to do at all. So big elections coming up, obviously, when you start talking township, kind of the full county commission.
Yes.
There
yeah.
was talk, and as I understand it, I was talking to Caleb earlier, it needs state approval, but the possibility of extending terms of county commissioners
That's
and
correct.
Maybe stagger them, is that something you would support?
Absolutely. I think 2 years, by the you first get into office, you're starting to really kind of understand what's happening, get involved in these boards, and then it's campaign time.
Boom.
So even if you take out having to campaign for it, because yeah. campaigning is a distraction. It's a necessary part, but it is a distraction from the business at hand. So if you yeah. don't already have the seat, campaigning is kind of a breeze. When you're in the seat and you're trying to get business done
yeah.
and campaign, it can be difficult because you don't want to, you can't let anything drop that you have already going, right? So, but you want to maybe continue on with whatever mission that you're involved with. So, the campaigning part is difficult. But 2 years, you're just kind of understanding what's happening.
Getting your feet wet.
You really are. And so I don't feel like it's enough time to be effective. I also think that it could be really detrimental to an organization to have all seven. And I felt this way in the township, too, because townships aren't staggered.
Oh, your whole board goes.
Your whole board goes. The flip side to that argument, though, is that one person or two people can really change the dynamic of a board. So there's something to be said for that side of the argument,
yeah.
I've heard that side too. But no, I think 2 years for really any office is way too short a
way
time
short.
To be,
yeah.
Really as effective as somebody could be.
Yeah. Township was 4 years, if I remember.
Township was four.
For
mm-hmm.
all of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
The city council was that way in Port Huron for mm-hmm. a while, 2 years, everybody up mm-hmm. at one time. Mm-hmm. Now it's staggered.
Right,
And I think the school board is the wild card. What, 6 year terms?
6 years.
Because you can never get them out of office.
No.
Not that you would want to.
Right. Unless you do. And then 6 years is a really long time.
So, yeah. Yeah. So you could spend a lifetime on the school board and only be elected two or three times.
Right. Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
So thus far at the county commission, what's been yeah. your biggest surprise, would you say? It's like, wow, I can't believe they do this.
I would say that the thing I was the most surprised at is the cohesiveness of the group. And so it really... the main goal, and I mean, you kind of get this feeling, but when you see all of them together, right, the whole commission together, it really truly is for the greater good. This isn't rainbows and unicorns, because I'm not a rainbows and unicorns kind of girl, right?
Right.
So when I see, though, that we can sit at a table, we can have discussion, we can talk about, I agree with this or I don't agree with this, but by the end, regardless of which way it goes, everybody's on board. There's no, trying to get something done one way or another. It truly is that tight-knit a group who is just really trying to accomplish things for the greater good of the county. So I represent my district, and each person has their own district and then our own boards and things that we're a part of and passionate about. But at the end of the day, when it's brought to the table, it is to make something move forward, and everyone is on board. So I think, I don't know if surprise is the right word. I really like that part, because I think that's how good government gets done. I think you do have to, at some point, you can agree to disagree, but then you're on board, you're full support. And so I've taken some concerns about different things or questions that I've had to Paul or to, I'm sorry, to Paul, to Jeff, and he's, look into it, bring it to the board. And so it really is that open. And I really appreciate that.
We're talking with Georgia Baldwin, second County Commission District Commissioner. Real quick, 2020 resolutions. What do you look forward to?
Oh my gosh. Well, they say new year, new you, right? So this year, mine is new year, new shoes.
New
shoes.
Shoes.
Right. Because, in the midst of all this, I opened a shoe store in downtown Port Huron.
That's right. That's right.
So,
okay. Now I'm
getting
it.
So now we're doing
now I'm getting it.
New shoes.
I had this vision
right.
of
yeah.
her husband must be so tired of these shoes.
You're right. So. No, he is actually more of a shoe hoarder than I am.
Who is he? He has more shoes than you do.
He does now. Yes. He
wow.
has discovered a love for good shoes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So new year, new shoes.
So.
No, health and happiness.
Now, do you have men's shoes
yes.
at the store? So I should come down.
You
and,
absolutely
and
should. Men's, women's,
shoes?
And kids.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The whole nine yards.
Right. So new year, new shoes.
New year, new shoes, says Georgia Baldwin. So write that down. Take it to the bank. So, all right. Hey.
Okay.
Happy New Year to
Happy
you.
Happy New Year, Bill.
And good luck with the shoes.
Thank you so much.
All right. God bless.